From Tidbits on September 10th, 2012, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbits staff. Getting back to school or back to work after a summer vacation? If that means getting back to Apple Mail, check out the 30 to 50% discounts on a bevy of mail-related products, including our Take Control of Apple Mail books. Other Extra Bits this week include an explanation of why one of AT&T's policies is bad for deaf iPhone users, an explanation of Dropbox's two-factor authentication, and an interview with Tanya Angst on Mac Voices TV. Take Control eBooks in Get Back to Mail promotion. A number of developers of Apple Mail-related products have banded together for the Get Back to Mail promotion, offering 30 to 50% off through September 11th, 2012. Our Take Control of Apple Mail eBooks for Mountain Lion, Lion, and Snow Leopard, all available for 50% off, join such worthy mail utilities as SpamSif, MailTags, MailActon, Mail Perspectives, DocStar, Attachment Tamer, MailHub, MailStationery, Forget Me Not, Letter Opener Pro, Signature Profiler, and Eagle Filer. Deaf deterred by AT&T FaceTime over cellular policy. Over at Wired, a deaf iPhone user explains precisely why AT&T's decision to take a core feature of iOS 6, FaceTime video chat over cellular data networks, and make it available to only to those who with a shared mobile plan specifically harms the deaf by forcing them to pay a higher rate with no associated benefit. The same argument is valid for all subscribers, but has particular resonance for those who use sign language. Dropbox two-factor authentication explained by Macworld. Dropbox has added two-factor authentication in a pre-release version of its software. The two-factor method requires a password plus a token delivered by another means, such as an SMS or a special code generation iOS app. At Macworld, Dan Morin explains how to use the new option, which reduces the chance of third-party break-ins, as a password alone no longer provides access. But note that AgileBits is recommending that 1Password users who rely on Dropbox for syncing passwords hold off for now. Tanya Angst on website upgrades, ebook publishing, and new hardware choices. Before leaving on vacation, Tanya Angst spoke with Chuck Joyner of Mac Voices TV about a variety of topics, including the need for website redesigns, how website design differs from ebook design, how our current publishing process works, and the new Apple hardware she's using to make it all happen. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, Nuance, CrashPlan, Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, ScanSnap, and Das Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.